That was part of it. As one of the untruths that was told during the whole campaign. There have been a number of untruths told, but look, I focused my own campaign the whole way through. I'm delighted that with the help of a lot of people around me, a great team around me, that we secured such a good vote.
What's your, what do you think the future holds for Milford now? You will stick with Letterkenny councillors. Is this split, is it, does it really matter? Is it good for Milford? Is it bad for Milford?
Greg, it's almost very hard to tell. I believe over the last 10 years, the Milford area and the rural areas outside Letterkenny have suffered because since we joined up with the whole Letterkenny municipal district. I would be hoping that Milford would start to get their own fair share back again. But with only three of us there out of 10, I'm not sure that'll happen. But I'm hoping that the three Milford councillors plus the rural councillors in Letterkenny will see that Milford gets his fair share and that Letterkenny doesn't take what they always got prior to the downturn and was taken out of Milford prior to that. Hopefully we'll get our fair share back here.
And if you listen to the public, I think that the people are demanding that, if you look at where the votes went.
Well, if you look where the votes went, Letterkenny, it's hard to know yet who's going to get elected in Letterkenny. But there was, most of them was rural councillors the last time in Letterkenny area. They still voted to give Letterkenny, take more money out of Milford and give it Letterkenny and let Milford suffer. And I'm hoping that imbalance will level out this time again, if not go the other way till we get our fair share and make up for the deficit over this last 10 years.